Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Huffman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Oral Hildebrand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. Hildebrand moves to second. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hildebrand scores. Davis moves to second. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, West hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Huffman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Huffman and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Hildebrand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hildebrand moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hildebrand scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. There goes Knickerbocker. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. West hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell bunts towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hildebrand bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into Bonuri, who tags Bell trying to return to first, for the out. Clift moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Walker bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Davis catches it and throws to second to double up Krivic. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 4 in the game. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger juggles the ball. That's an error on Berger. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0 for 4 in the game. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vozmik moves to second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Vozmik moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 4 in the game. Berger bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell is walked intentionally. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Sewell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.